This is your Newsmint on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Today is Monday, October the 11th, and I'm Matt Golden. State Attorney General Chris Carr's two-year-old human trafficking unit scored its first victory with the sentencing of a Lawrenceville man and an Atlanta woman found guilty in an underage sex trafficking case. Karan Owen Hamilton and Mayetta King Brown were sentenced to decades in prison for transporting a 16-year-old girl to a Cumberland motel. The girl would later tell investigators that Mr. Hamilton had brought her to the hotel for the purpose of her exchanging sexual acts for money, and that Mr. Hamilton would then take the money from her. Mr. Hamilton will serve a 30-year sentence, according to a news release from Attorney General Carr's office. Ms. King Brown will serve a 20-year sentence. An undercover officer arranged an October 13, 2017 meeting at the Extended Stay America Hotel on Interstate North Parkway near the Interstate 75 and Windy Hill Road junction. After learning the girl was underage, police found Mr. Hamilton at a nearby gas station. Ms. King Brown was initially charged with a single misdemeanor count of giving false information after officers said she had used a fake name and birth date in an attempt to mislead them. Both Mr. Hamilton and Ms. King Brown, however, were found guilty by a jury on September the 24th for providing and transporting a minor for sexual servitude. The case was the first jury trial conviction for the human trafficking unit formed in 2019. For more on the story, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.